Muchas.
Many thanks, Vice President. We'd like to welcome the delegation of Kiribati, and we'd like to praise the efforts they've made in order to participate in this cycle. We welcome the efforts made by your country to address the problem of violence against boys, girls, adolescents, and women. We also congratulate Kiribati for approving and developing their Strategic Action Plan 2011-2021 to combat sexual and gender violence, and also the fact you've adopted a Women's Development and Gender Equity Policy 2019-2022. We'd urge you to continue working towards gender equity, improving living conditions of boys, girls, adolescents, and women, particularly to put an end to gender violence. In this regard, we'd make the following recommendations. One, that you modify your legislation to allow women to pass on their nationality to children on an equal footing as men without any form of discrimination. Two, you incorporate a comprehensive approach in the area of sexual and reproductive health in your National Development Plan 2021-2025, which includes programmes for accessible family planning, reducing the high level of adolescent pregnancies. Uruguay, I'd like to congratulate Kiribati for ratifying a range of international human rights instruments, and we'd like to make also the following recommendation: consider acceding to the priority conventions of the ILO in the area of governance, particularly Convention 81 on Labour Inspection, 122 Employment Policies, 129 Labour Inspection in Agriculture, and Convention 189 on Domestic Workers. Thank you.